الحمد لله، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. Dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We praise and we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send peace and blessings and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. As Muslims, as believers, there is absolutely no question that we dearly love the masajid, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in fact a sign of our iman and a sign of our Islam that we love the masjid. Says Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الرَّجُلَ يَعْتَادُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَاشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. That when you see a person frequenting the masjid, contributing to maintaining the masjid, then you can give a testimony, you can testify that that person has iman. Subhanallah. One of the categories, one of the seven categories of people who will find themselves under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the rest of mankind will be suffering and in a state of panic and trauma on the day of Qiyamah. سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّ. Seven categories of people will find themselves under the shade of Allah a day when there will be no shade except the shade given by Allah under His arsh. One of those categories is رَجُلٌ قلبه معلق بالمسجد إذا خرج حتى يعود إليه. Will be a man who, when he exits the masjid, his heart remains behind. That is how much his heart loves the masjid. The body exits, but the heart remains behind, waiting for the body to return and then connect again with the body. Subhanallah. So our hearts are in the masjid, patiently waiting for our bodies to return. That is how much we love the masjid. Subhanallah. A hadith reported by Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an, he says, رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَطُوفُ بِالْكَعْبَةِ. He says, I saw the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam making tawaf around the Kaaba. Before we proceed with this hadith, we've said that we love the masajid, every masjid on the face of this earth, and more than any other masjid on the face of this earth, we love three masjids more than any other masjid. In order of preference, in third place we love Baytul Maqdis. In second place, we love Masjidun Nabawi. And in first place, the location on this earth that is the most sacred location is Baytul Haram, that houses the Kaaba, the most sacred place on the face of this earth, and that holds first place in our hearts in terms of love for the Masajid. So continuing with the hadith, says Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, that he saw the Messenger of Allah making tawaf around the Kaaba. وَيَقُولُ, and the Messenger of Allah was saying as he was making tawaf around the Kaaba, مَا أَطْيَبَكِ, addressing the Kaaba, saying to it, how pure you are. وَمَا أَطْيَبَ رِيحَكِ, and how pure is your fragrance. وَمَا أَعْظَمَكِ, and how great you are. وَمَا أَعْظَمَ حُرْمَتَكِ, and how great is your sanctity. وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِي. And then the Prophet of Allah continues and says, by the one who the soul of Muhammad is in his hands, meaning by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la hurmatul mu'min, certainly the sanctity of a believer, of a Muslim, of a believer, a'azamu indallahi hurmatan, is greater by Allah in sanctity, minki, than you the Kaaba, subhanallah. So as sacred as the Kaaba is, every single Muslim is greater in sanctity than the Kaaba. Malihi, the wealth of a believer. Wadamihi, the life of a believer. Wa anna dhunna bihi illa khayran. And that we have no thoughts and no assumptions about a believer except that which is good. Allahu Akbar. So, my dear brother and sister in Islam, our Jannah is at stake. Our Jannah hangs in the balance if our Iman is lacking in a certain aspect. Says Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي. Again, the same words, by the one whom my soul is in his hands. لَا تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ. That you will never enter Jannah. You will not be able to enter Jannah unless and until تُؤْمِنُوا, you have proper and complete Iman. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا. And you cannot have proper and complete Iman unless and until تَحَابُوا, you truly and genuinely love each other. Subhanallah. Take a moment, process this. That your Iman cannot be complete if you do not have genuine love in your heart for your next Muslim brother or sister. And if you don't have that genuine love, then it means your Iman is lacking. And if your Iman is lacking, that will compromise and delay your entrance into Jannah. Allahumma ahfadna, may Allah save us. And then the Prophet of Allah continues and says, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ. Shall I not indicate to you, أَلَا أَمْرٍ, indicate to you a matter, a thing, إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَبَّبْتُمْ, that if you do this thing, you will love each other. You will develop and foster this genuine love for each other. And what is that thing? أَفْشُ السَّلَامْ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread the salam. The greeting of salam, the universal Islamic greeting of assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Spread this salam amongst each other, and this will foster love. It will cause the love to grow and strengthen amongst you, O believers, subhanallah. And this greeting is so important that Allah deals with the specifics of this greeting in the Quran, where Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 86, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ, that when you are greeted with a greeting, السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ, السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ, السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَبَرَكَاتُ, if you are greeted with a greeting, فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنِ مِنْهَا, then you respond to that greeting with better. So if someone says to you, Assalamu alaikum, then you endeavor and strive to respond with better. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Or rudduha, at the very least, return the exact same greeting. Subhanallah. Inna allaha, for indeed Allah kana ala kulli shay'in hasiba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes account and reckoning of every little thing. So even that greeting, subhanallah, will be accounted for and reckoned for on the day of Qiyamah, whether you or not you responded with the same or better, or whether your greeting was lacking, subhanallah. And that is why this is one of the acts of worship where a sunnah is actually more rewarded than the fard. The sunnah being to greet first and the fard being to respond. And says Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Badi'u bis-salam bari'un min al-kibr. The one who always greets first, that is his habit or her habit, such a person will be saved and free from kibr, from arrogance and pride. Subhanallah. But the question, the big question is, how true are we to this greeting? Is this greeting, we are greeting each other, but is it bringing about this genuine love? Yes or no is the big question. How true are we to this greeting? Where are these words coming from? These words, peace be upon you. Because what are we actually saying to our Muslim brother, to our Muslim sister, when we say Assalamu alaikum? We are in essence saying to our Muslim brother or sister that I give you a guarantee that from my side, as far as it is within my control, no harm is going to reach you from me, not from my lips, not from my hands, not from my thoughts. Subhanallah. Now, again, you ask yourself, how true am I to those words when I offer those words to my Muslim brother and sister? Assalamu alaikum. And that will depend on whether this actually brings about this love or not. Subhanallah. And this is the very definition of a Muslim. Al-Muslim, man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. A true believer, the definition of a believer is the one who the rest of the Muslims are safe from any potential harm of his hands and his tongue. Subhanallah. So now bringing this into context. We spoke about the masjid, our love for the masjid. We spoke about how as sacred as the masjid is, but every single believer is more sacred than the masjid, than even the Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So bringing this all into context, we have for more than 2 months been deprived from attending the masajid. And that, or those 2 months, actually coincided with the month of Ramadan, a month in which we frequent the masjid even more. Subhanallah. So it was indeed a tremendous missing. And may this be an encouragement and a wake-up call for us, that those of us who perhaps have not taken full advantage of the masajid when we were able to freely go whenever, at any time, for all the awqat, for Salatul Jum'ah, for Salatul Taraweeh, and we did not take full advantage of that, may it be a wake-up call, may we seek Allah's forgiveness for not having attended the masjid as often as we could have and should have. And may we make the intention here and now, inshallah. Firstly, make dua that Allah brings back that ni'mah of having the freedom of going to the masjid at any time. And then when Allah does bring back that freedom, inshallah, that ni'mah, that we make intention that we're going to improve our attendance of the salawat. And not that once the masajid are open again, it's back to normal. That for the 5 times fard salah, we only have one and a half or two safs, and the balance of the masjid is empty. Subhanallah. And for those who have been attending the masajid, taking full advantage, you will always have those people who, they are like the pillars of the masajid. Whenever you go, they are always there. When you pull up with your car, the car is there in the parking lot, and you always see them there. Subhanallah. It's guaranteed that if I go to masjid, Buta Fulan, Buta so-and-so is definitely going to be there. For those, subhanallah, in spite of their physical bodies not being in the masjid, they earn the exact same reward of having performed salah in the masjid in jama'ah. Subhanallah. Coming back to putting this all into context. So now, we've all heard and we all are now aware that the restriction has been partially lifted. We are now being given the right of way to attend the masajid for congregational prayer, for Jumu'ah, with certain restrictions and certain measures in place. The reality is that many masajid are going to take advantage and they're going to return back to the masajid for Jumu'ah, for the five times daily salah. And there are going to be many other masajid who have taken the decision that they are going to delay the reopening of the masajid given the current situation, given the nature of the virus that we are currently dealing with and struggling with. And they've taken the decision to delay the opening of the masajid. Difference of opinion is the nature of insan. The Sahaba differed with regards to the words of Rasulullah ﷺ, what it had meant. The greatest of scholars, the Imams of the four madahib, differed with each other on many masail, on many issues, and some of them were students of the other. But the difference was always in a dignified and respectful manner, subhanAllah. And so here again, we find ourselves differing on the matter of returning or not returning. No matter what opinion you hold, alhamdulillah, you are within your right. The most important thing is that we do not allow our differences to cause us to lose our respect for each other, to cause us not to act in a dignified manner, to be the cause of compromising our love for each other, which will then inevitably compromise the completion of our iman, which will compromise our entering Jannah, subhanAllah. So let us not allow shaitan, who has now been unfitted, let us not allow shaitan to take advantage of this situation, to take advantage of our love for the masjid, to cause us to compromise our iman and our love for each other, and thus compromise our Jannah, subhanAllah. I refer you back to the very first hadith, or of the first hadith that we mentioned, and that is that the sanctity of a believer, and that you think nothing of your fellow Muslim brother and believer except good, that is more sacred than even the Kaaba, subhanAllah. May Allah guard and protect us. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.